This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Yes, indeed. So we're gonna backtrack a bit here. Yes, we are celebrating an anniversary. This is the third studio album from British Irish Celtic punk band The Pogues, and the album is called If I Should Fall From Grace With God. It was released in 1988, so it's turning 30. That's just it's an interesting year because that's also the year I was born, so it kind of reminds me that I'm also turning 30 this year. But that's leave that for another day.
A baby in the studio.
So The Pogues, they were formed in London in 1982 out of the ashes of a band called The Nips. And before that, Shane McGowan, who's the lead singer, he was in a band called The Nipple Erectors. They were like a punk band. And he is an interesting character. He's famously very well known for his bad teeth. He lost all his teeth, actually, over 35 years. And actually, there was a documentary made about him getting a new full set of teeth a couple of years ago, which is quite fascinating.
I was looking at those on the internet.
Yeah. There's some pretty horrendous pictures of his teeth over the years. But that's what excessive drinking can do to you and other things. But famously, he also is quite known for his drinking and appearing drunk in a lot of his interviews. Until this album came out, the lineup would expand to include seven other musicians playing a vast array of instruments, including a tin whistle, accordion, mandolin, lute, banjo, lots of traditional Irish instruments. And this was because this band, although they formed out of a punk group, essentially they were now combining punk with Irish and traditional Celtic music, playing these traditional instruments. And McGowan had a very raspy punk vocal style, and performance-wise, very much based in that punk ethos. But the songs themselves were a mixture of kind of Irish folk ballads and sort of drinking songs, played very much in a traditional way. And I guess they went down this road because he was born in Britain, but he was raised in Ireland and was exposed at quite a young age to traditional Irish folk music from a very young age. And nobody at this time really was making this type of music in the pop scene anyway, so they kind of found a niche for themselves as a band, and they filled it. And so in the lead up to this album, they had already released a couple of albums, and that kind of generated quite a bit of a following for them around the UK and Ireland especially. And then, of course, in 1987, they had the massive Christmas hit with Fairy Tale of New York with Kirsty MacColl, which reached number two in the charts. That song was on this album as well, but because you've probably heard it enough times already in the last few months, we're not going to play it today. But it's a great song. And by this stage, they were very well known. They'd set themselves up for this third album. And this album, If I Should Fall From Grace With God, would continue down that traditional Irish punk, I guess, route that they perfected. But they also brought in other new sounds on this record, including sort of Middle Eastern and Spanish influences. And the first song we're going to play, which is the second track on this record, is a good example of what they did with bringing in these Middle Eastern influences. The song's called Turkish Song of the Damned. And this is a great example of sort of Middle Eastern influences. It's played in a minor key, very distinctive riff here, played by the mandolin and lute as well. And it's quite an appropriate song. It's a song about a pirate on a sinking ship who deserts the ship and takes all the money and the gold. So there you go.
That sounds awesome.
So here is the second track, Turkish Song of the Damned.
Son of a took a song and a dance. You keep our watch for a dead mountain. See the one with a corner hand. Wailing away in a wall and stands your dance. That took a song and a dance. You keep our watch for a dead mountain. See the one with a corner hand. Wailing away in a wall and stands your dance. That took a song and a dance.
That is Turkish Song of the Damned from the third studio album by the Pogues. Yeah, as you can see.
Yeah.
Great kind of exciting, up-tempo, rousing Irish number. Now, you've got an interesting story to tell.
I have got an interesting story. I was very, very excited when I heard that you were coming and talking about the Pogues because I have two of Shane McGowan's harmonicas that, from my time in London, I was gifted. I used to be in a band. Oh, wait. Wait. Sam said he couldn't play. And then, and I'm like, neither can I, don't worry. And listen to him. Go take it away. Do something else. You're amazing.
There you go.
And this is my contribution.
That's very cool that you've actually got some harmonicas that were owned by Shane McGowan.
Yes, I had to clean them several times, and I had about four or five. Yeah, I know. Everyone always says that, have you cleaned them?
So how did you come across these again?
Okay, so I was in a band in London. I lived in Angel. I worked at Filthy McNasty's, which is where Peter Doherty lived for a while, and Libertines used to play there, and also at Boogaloo, which is like a sister pub, which is down in Highgate, I think. I never actually went there. But the guy I was in a band with used to come to my pub, obviously, and he was living with Shane McGowan at
Boogaloo.
That's
really cool.
And he... I don't know if Shane gave them to him or if they were just everywhere all over the floor.
He might have lost them.
Yeah, but I somehow got four of them.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, so that was Turkish Song of the Damned. The next track we're going to play is the opening track and the title track of the album. It's called If I Should Fall From Grace With God. And this is kind of more the traditional Pogue sound in that Celtic punk vein that they recorded on their first two records. It's very up-tempo, fast-paced, lots of traditional Irish folk sort of arrangements going on here, combined with Shane McGowan's husky growl. And this was also the second single from the record. Enjoy.
If I should fall for grace of God, we're
Alrighty, that is If I Should Fall From Grace With God, the title track to the Pogues' third album, If I Should Fall From Grace With God. And we've got another person who's got a Pogues story who's just texted in.
Yes, they wrote, Spidey used to drink in the local, the Devonshire Arms in Camden.
Yo, that must have been a party and a half. That's Spider Stacey, the tin whistle player in the Pogues.
That's something about London is you do get a lot of good stories about the old musicians coming in and what they get up to.
No doubt. All right, the next track we're going to play is called Bottle of Smoke. And this one is kind of, again, in that traditional knees-up Irish jig kind of influence. There's a prominent accordion throughout this track, tin whistle as well. You can definitely hear that influence in the instrumental breaks throughout the song. And also, I think, just how good these guys were on their instruments. They knew how to play. They obviously spent years listening to traditional Irish music to hone their skills, and it definitely pays off on songs like this one. That sound like they could have been recorded by an old-school Irish folk band or something. It's, you know, you wouldn't really think it was an actual band in the 80s, you know, that came out of a punk band. But, Yeah. Here we go.
Thanks for praise, it's taste of chase the little bowl of smoke. I went to hell and turned the race of the little bowl of smoke. The day even clear the scurvy bloody came up and left like a string of light, like a children fucking Saturday night. I'm killing the bowl of smoke. Sweaty fucking blood that won't be done with eyes and done. The bell has got a bottle of smoke in my house. The fire, yeah, the bubble of smoke. Inquisitions and summer sessions, yeah, the bubble of smoke. Fuck the stairs and trip to the roof. We're getting all fucking some parasites. Spirits and summers and color. Come with the money and glue, so I had like a load. 20 fucking blood, you know, you got only guys and dogs. But I was gonna bubble of smoke.
That was Bottle of Smoke by The Pogues. What a rousing Irish anthem.
Yeah, that was a real knees-up, joyous
kind
of like...
That was kind of get into it, full blast. Imagine seeing that live.
Well, funny you should say that. One of our listeners has. They went to The Pogues in Wembley Arena once and all the seats got ripped up, and when they came out, the place was surrounded by riot police.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds pretty awesome.
I'm pretty sure that would have been that would have happened quite a bit at Pogues concerts. Chairs being thrown and
just wild
behaviour. Antics, things getting out of control. Brilliant stuff. The next track we're going to play is this. We're just going to take things down a notch here from the more kind of up-tempo stuff. We're going to play a bit of a ballad now. This one is called Thousands Are Sailing, and this is number 6 on the record, and it was written and recorded in the style of an old Irish folk ballad, and I believe the track is about immigration, and especially Irish immigrants arriving in the United States back in the day. So here we go.
the island that is silent now, but the ghosts still hunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs start to cheer you, and the dice still make you cry? Did you count the months and years, or did your teardrops quickly dry? It was not to be on a coffin ship I came here, and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the Western Ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Death of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Again across the ocean, we're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards we're mailing, the sky by skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees, and lights don't glow on Christmas trees. I'm
That is Thousands of Sailing by the Pogues.
That's a lovely little ditty.
Lovely
I really
little
enjoyed
ballad.
It.
Yeah, it was nice. If I Should Fall from Grace with God is the album that we're looking at today. So before we finish, I'm just going to talk briefly about the reception this album received and kind of its wider legacy. So the album was a massive success for the Pogues. It became their most successful album commercially, reaching number 3 in the UK charts and number 4 here in New Zealand. They've always been quite popular here in New Zealand. And critics loved the album overall. They labelled it their best album and were impressed by how they mixed together that traditional Irish influence with the punk influence, obviously. And in terms of its wider legacy, I should say, it's generally considered to be their most complete work. Q Magazine voted it in their list of the top 40 best British albums of the 1980s, while it's also included in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die as well. So yeah, I think it's fair to say it is one of the best British albums from the 1980s and a great example of how traditional Irish music could be interpreted in a more contemporary sort of, I guess, rock punk style. And of course the band themselves, they've gone on to influence a lot of people, and namely Nick Cave, the Libertines, Dropkick Murphys, obviously. And Nick Cave is actually friends with Shane McGowan, and I believe Carl Barat from the Libertines is as well. So there's a massive connection there going on. And you were kind of alluding to that, weren't you?
Yes, because obviously Kate Moss.
Yeah.
went out with, because you were saying Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he's mates with Shane McGowan
as
well.
So, you know, Kate Moss was with Peter Doherty from the Libertines, and they all just, they're all just all
hung
over
out,
each other, aren't they?
Together.
Yeah.
And poor old Shane McGowan, he's taken a bit kind of frail in his later years. He's in a wheelchair now because he broke his hip a couple of years ago and he's kind of not really recovered, and kind of years of drinking are kind of taking his toll a bit. He's a bit of a survivor, really. He's one of those people who you'd think would have gone long ago, but it's kind of still with us miraculously against the odds. But he turned 60 last year, so he's still going strong.
I could imagine him in his wheelchair, like with some sort of stick prodding and screaming at people.
With a glass of something, no doubt. So on that note, we're going to finish with the Broad Majestic Shannon. And this is the second to last song on the album. And it's named after the longest river in Ireland, the River Shannon. And it's a bit of a mid-tempo Irish ballad about an Irishman returning home after living abroad for years to find everything about his hometown is different. So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. That's been amazing. Really interesting. Thanks.
Yeah, cheers. See you next week.
All right, bye.
The last time I saw you was down at the Greeks. There was whiskey and sunburn and tears in her cheeks. You sang me a song that was pure as the breeze and a road leading up Glenavie. I sat for a while at the Crescent Finnan where young lovers would meet when the flowers were in bloom. Heard the men coming from the fire at Chiron, their hearts in Tipperary, wherever they go. Take my hand and dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. There's no pain, there's no more sorrow. They've all gone in. Gap in the wharf and a rusty tin can and all her people. When the cards been dealt and the rosary called and a fiddle playing chandelier. And the next time I see you, we're down at the Greeks. There'll be whiskey and Sunday and tears in our cheeks. For stupid to laugh and it's useless to bawl. But a rusty tin can and all her people. Slang, ring.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.